Hey everybody, welcome back to the Journey to Wellness. Today's episode is going to be the story behind the Journey to Wellness. I have my friend Andrea Kaczynski here with me, who's going to interview me and ask me questions to let you all know what I'm about and where I've come from all of this. So Andrea, I welcome you to my podcast.
Oh, thank you, Angie, for giving me the honor to interview you and tell your audience what they're in store for. And that they're in the right place. If they're on a journey to wellness or need spiritual guidance, it's all here. It's jam-packed. So what got you started on your journey to wellness? What made you want to start sharing all these great information and tips? What started that?
Well, I was misdiagnosed for 16 years with Lyme disease. And in December 2013, I found out I had late-stage neurological Lyme and several co-infections, among other things. So right then, that's when everything started. I was just, for years, I was floundering, and I was trying to, you know, going to many doctors, many specialists, went to Mayo Clinic, was trying to find out what was wrong with me, could not find out what was wrong with me. Finally, I found out what was wrong. I was given 6 to 12 months to live. And I have two children, so I was not going to allow that what they were telling me, as me seeing my end, that was going to be my end. So I fought fiercely, and I researched and researched and researched every avenue. I tried just about everything, and I'm finally in wellness from Lyme. I've been in wellness since October of 2018.
That is just so awesome. And know I have watched you since we have became friends, and just how well you're doing. And it inspires me that there's hope, that no matter what you're experiencing in your life right now, that you can get to wellness. And also, too, starting with your Thursday Night Lives on Facebook Live. And those are on Angie Sudduth Wash.
Sudduth.
Sorry about that. And would you tell us a little bit about your Thursday Night Lives and the Blackout Challenge for May?
Yes. Well, first, May 1st, starting in less than 48 hours, is Lyme Awareness Month. It goes from May 1st to May 31st. And this will be the first year that I'm going to be able to be active, where I'm like fiercely advocating and telling everyone about Lyme and how you get it and what to do when you get it. Every day I'm going to be giving some kind of information, whether it be on Facebook Live, podcast, whatever. The Blackout for Lyme Challenge is something that I came up with, where it's to challenge everyone to give up social media for 48 hours. You take the challenge. If you're caught cheating, you have to donate $10 to the JGF Chronic Illness Foundation. It's a nonprofit that I'm involved with. We'll talk about that later. But if you decline the challenge, it's a $100 donation. But we'll give you a profile pic and a cover photo for all your social media outlets that says, "I'm blacked out for Lyme awareness. See you in 48 hours." It's to bring about the loneliness, the isolation, how you have to give up so many things to achieve your health back. Because once you lose your health, you lose everything. And what I try to get across to people, when they're talking about cost of everything, I want to prevent people from going through all of the things that I went through, where I lost everything. I had to move away from my children to get well, move to my parents. So this challenge is, I've had to give up a lot of things I didn't want to. And I'm just asking people to give up social media for 48 hours to just kind of get a kind of a feeling about what that's like to have to give up something that you don't really want to do. And then I want to hear about it when you're done. I would like to have like a testimonial, either on a Facebook Live or a written testimonial, about what you learned from the experience and how you felt during the experience. So there's like, it's really a true challenge, I feel. So, to bring more awareness with Lyme. And my Thursday night interviews that I do, those are with doctors, practitioners, healers, all different avenues for people to explore so they can build their protocol to get them to wellness, no matter where they are in their life or what they're facing. So I try to bring you the most valid, accurate information in my interviews, and I ask the hard questions and I bring you the solid information, and then I allow you to make your choice about where you want to go in your protocol and on your journey to wellness.
Oh, that's awesome. And what time can we catch the Thursday Night Lives?
Thursday Night Lives are at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Unless I'm interviewing someone abroad, meaning out of the country, then I have to kind of work with them. Like this Thursday's live is going to be at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time because I'm talking to someone in the U.K.
Okay, fantastic. So if you check out Angie's page, she will usually post a pre-post that would tell when that next interview would be. And also, I noticed that on Friday nights, you do something a little different. Can you tell us about your Friday Night Lives?
Yeah, my Friday Night Lives are called just that, Friday Night Lives. And they're more about your spiritual journey. I am an intuitive, a medium, a medical intuitive, spiritual advisor. I give live readings. I like to bring people on camera. You only have to have your headphones, your earbuds in, and have your phone turned sideways for that. That's how I give something back, where I'm helping people, you know, connect with a loved one that they've lost, or maybe they need some health information. I'm not a doctor, but I can help lead them to many different practitioners and doctors. I can help them try to figure out what's wrong so that they have something to go on. And again, my gifts are through God, so I'm allowing God to speak through me to whoever I'm talking to on these lives. Plus, I give some information on how to begin healing within yourself so that it's self-care, self-love, working on yourself so that you can move forward on your path and release the past. There's a lot of spiritual stuff that goes on there.
And again, those are Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time?
It kind of depends. I was doing 9 p.m. They kind of tend to run long with the readings. I'm playing around with it right now. I think I'm going to stick to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the time being. But again, I promote all of my lives, and so everyone knows, and I'm going to start sending out invites as well.
Okay. And then also, you're starting something new on Sunday evenings. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. I used to, on my Friday Night Lives, I would do the first part as a health coach chat, where I would give you tips and smoothie recipes and talk about herbs and whoever I had interviewed that week or spoken with, and things that I've learned, all natural healing. Because while I know that there is a place for Western medicine, I lean more towards Eastern medicine and that way of healing. So I'm going to split those up. So starting on Sunday evenings now at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm going to have Health Coach Chat live. And that's where I'm going to be 30 minutes or less. It's just going to be where I'm giving you tips. Again, smoothie recipes. I'll be talking about herbs and oils, how to make your own bug spray. There's going to be a lot of things that I'm doing. I'll be on more this month than I normally will be because it's Lyme awareness. So I'm going to be on a lot more with lives, podcasts, all of that.
Awesome. And then there's one more thing I know that you're going to bring back, and that's called Heart to Heart. And that was with Angie and Terry. That's under Frankly Cupid, your coaching business. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, on Tuesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is Heart to Heart with Angie and Terry. Terry started a business called Frankly Cupid, which is a dating and relationship coaching business, and she asked me to partner with her. So that's what we're doing. When we do our Heart to Heart lives, we're hitting the really hard topics that everyone encounters in relationships and with dating. So it's also about self-care and self-love and just working on yourself as well. So everything just kind of ties together. I just do things on separate days. So if there's something that someone's looking for specifically, then they'll have that avenue. And they'll know what day it is.
Awesome. And then also, too, you're involved with JG Elf Foundation. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. JGF Foundation is a nonprofit 501c3 chronic illness foundation that I'm involved with. I'm the lead health coach and spiritual advisor for the foundation. Everything that I do health-wise and spiritual-wise is connected with JGF, along with, you know, being by myself as well. I try to bring... Again, I try to bring the most accurate, valid information and try to debunk things that I see out there, and I try to let everyone know. It's the most up-to-date information. I don't go back too many years on things. I try to keep everything within the last 3 years at most. And it's a great foundation to be a part of. We have many, many different pages that represent all chronic illnesses. We have a great inner circle that's on there where there is a sleep specialist, there's a CBD specialist, there is a mental health specialist that's my mother. She's retired RN. She's retired psych nurse. There's Joey Aquilino. He's the founder, the CEO of the foundation. He's brought us all in as specialists, and it's an amazing group of people that I'm working with, and I'm very honored to have been asked to be a part of it. And I love talking about it. I love doing all of this. All of this advocating is not in vain. It's my purpose. I always say I'm not here for me. I'm here for you. So
that is just so beautiful. And also too, I would like to say, so we can follow you on Facebook Live. You have a website. You've just set up your podcast here, which I'm so excited to hear the episodes in many months to come. And also, would you like to tell us like your website address and where people could find you at on the website? And
yes, well, my spiritual website is oracleblonde.com, and that's oracleblonde.com. The Frankly Cupid is franklycupid.com. JGF is going to be having their website up soon. I believe it's jgf.com. I'm not 100% sure about that. But you can find me on Facebook. I have my health coach page. I have my personal page, which is Angie Sedith Walsh. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter, Snapchat. I'm everywhere. And I have a YouTube channel too as well.
Awesome.
And the podcast.
And the podcast. So I'm telling you, this is your one-stop shop. So you are in the right place. If you're on your journey to wellness, just keep tuning in, and you're going to be amazed at the episodes to come. So thank you so much, Angie, for starting this great podcast, and we look so forward to future episodes.
Well, thank you so much, Andrea, for interviewing me today and helping get this information out and the story behind it. So we're going to wrap this up. And as always, sending you hearts and angel hugs and light and healing.